This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Both houses of Parliament are scheduled to initiate the discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address today. As per convention and parliamentary procedures, after the President's address to the joint sitting of both houses of Parliament, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha adopt separate motions thanking the President for the address. This is the first session of Parliament after the constitution of the 18th Lok Sabha. In her address to the joint sitting of Parliament yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu highlighted priorities of the government. She said, "The resolve to reform, perform and transform has made India the fastest growing economy in the world today." President Murmu said, "The centre is giving equal importance to manufacturing, services and agriculture." Talking about the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, which will come into force from the 1st of next month, the President emphasized that now justice will get priority over punishment, which also conforms to the spirit of the Constitution. During the President's address, some opposition MPs created noisy scenes over the issues related to NEET examination, Manipur violence and other issues. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu this morning. Before flagging off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims, Mr. Sinha also offered prayers at the temple. The annual pilgrimage to Sri Amarnath Cave Shrine in Kashmir Valley will commence tomorrow from Pahalgam and Baltal tracks in Kashmir Valley. Talking to media after flagging off the first batch this morning, the Lieutenant Governor said, "In the past 3-4 years, a lot of arrangements have been made for the pilgrimage." He said this time also Jammu and Kashmir administration has made all the necessary arrangements and security has been heightened. Heavy rainfall disrupted normal life in the national capital this morning, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas of the city. Yesterday, many areas of the capital received heavy rainfall, providing a much-needed respite to people from sweltering heat. Meanwhile, 6 persons were injured after a roof collapsed at the Terminal 1 of Delhi Airport this morning, causing major damage to vehicles nearby. The roof collapsed at 5:30 a.m., following which 4 fire tenders from the Delhi Fire Service rushed to the spot. A spokesperson for the Delhi Airport said that all departures from Terminal 1 were temporarily suspended, along with check-in counters were closed as a safety measure. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Republican rival, former President Donald Trump, held the first presidential debate today. Both the leaders slammed each other over their records on the economy. Former President Trump began the debate by boasting about the state of the economy during his tenure and handling COVID-19 pandemic. Answering the question over increased prices, President Biden blamed Donald Trump government over the alleged mismanagement of economy during the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Biden said that he got an economy that was on free fall, economy had collapsed and the unemployment rate was on 15%, which was terrible. In response to this, Mr. Trump claimed that the U.S. had the greatest economy when he was in power. Mr. Trump said that they got hit with COVID and they spent the money necessary so they wouldn't end up in a Great Depression. While commenting on the Israel-Hamas war, President Biden took the stance that Hamas should never be allowed to continue. Former President Trump again hit back at President Biden, saying if he was in power, he would let the war go on. The delay in the return of astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore is looking to extend further, as reports are suggesting that Starliner's latest targeted return date is 6th of July. The mission, which was originally planned for 8 days, would now last a month. Moreover, media reports have made serious allegations that NASA and Boeing were aware of a helium leak on the Starliner spacecraft prior to its launch on the 5th of June. However, despite this, they proceeded with the launch. The return of India origin astronaut Sunita Williams was earlier scheduled on 13th June, then on 26th June, but the return got cancelled every time. In cricket, India stormed into the final of men's T20 World Cup after thrashing defending champions England by 68 runs in the semi-final in Guyana last night. Put into bat, India posted 171 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.